Good morning, baby. You're so warm in the morning. I like it. I can't help but just feel so nice when I go through your chest hair. I don't know why, it just does. Have you been working out more lately? I'm not buttering you up. I just notice things. It's not my fault if you look good and smell good and have a pretty smile. I'm not. There's no bad news coming, you paranoid motherfucker. Why are you so on guard today? What kind of bad dream? I broke up with you? Why? Insecurities? What insecurities? No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just, you're always so confident, but we all have stuff we're insecure about. It's completely normal, so please talk to me about it. I promise you, I won't judge you, okay? I know I roast you a lot, and we joke around and stuff, but I never, ever, ever want you to feel like I would make you feel bad for sharing your feelings with me. I am your girlfriend, and I want to be your safe space, okay? But if you're not comfortable with telling me, and you just want me to hold you for a bit or something like that, we can, do that too. It's all up to you, babe. What do you mean, cultural pressures? Like my family? Or your family? Or. Oh, God. Baby, I would absolutely never break up with you because we have two different backgrounds. I love you. I love you. What made you think I would ever do something like that? Okay, look, I get it. It's just a dream. It's based on irrational fears, whatever. But where do those thoughts even come from? Did I say something to make you feel this way? Look, I get it, okay? Social media is really fun and all that, but it's toxic as fuck. Trust me, if you read the shit people say about black women, even people from within our own communities, you have to stay away from that kind of shit. I know it's hard. I do. Sometimes it feels like it's everyone who thinks like that, but that's the nature of social media. It distorts reality. The fact that you're brown doesn't make you less worthy of love. And I know it's hard to accept that. It took me fucking ages to accept that I'm worthy of love. That I deserved more. Hell, you were one of the people that made me realize that there's too many people out there that think dark skin is bad or undesirable or some shit, and it gets under your skin. It makes you feel like your skin color is some sort of obstacle to overcome in the dating world. But your brownness never has and never will be an obstacle to me. It will never be something negative to me, just like my blackness has never been something negative to you. And I mean, we have to stay together to be the most hated power couple in the world. A brown guy and a black girl in a loving relationship, the nightmare of every racist. Yeah, it's hard when you don't even get support from your own people. Like, it sucks being the butt of the joke. Like, I can't even count how many times I've seen some bullshit TikTok about creepy Indian men in my DMs. Which, I mean, the fact that they call every brown person Indian is problematic in its own right. Like, it's also fucked up. It happens way too much. And I know how tough it is to see that kind of stuff. I get it makes you feel unwanted or unloved. And I'm not going to pretend that one person can change all that, but I will always be here for you. I'll always love you. Oh, sweetheart. Never got over it. I don't think anyone ever truly gets over it. The constant lack of appreciation and support Black women get is seriously fucked up. But you learn how to find worth within yourself, regardless of what other people say. You learn to appreciate yourself through hard fucking work. Loving yourself when everyone tells you your whole life that you're not worthy of love is tough as fuck. And it takes time and a lot of effort, but it's a process. So even when you're not 100% there, be grateful for the steps towards loving yourself that you've made. Yeah, we're on that philosophical shit at like 8 a.m. too. Damn. See? Intelligence? Yet another thing to love yourself for. And that cute little laugh of yours too. Boy, shut up, reminding me. Like, seriously, how are you gonna do me like that in your dreams? Nah, you did me dirty by making me break up with you because of your race, man. Oh, you want me to prove that I'm not racist? Is that really how we're gonna play this? Really? No, because I know exactly what that stupid-ass look in your eyes means. And don't even think about sliding those hands onto my ass, mister. Babe, what's up with you today? I was just playing. Oh my god, you're not being creepy, okay? You're my fucking boyfriend. You're allowed to be sexual with me. Get out of your own head. Look me in the eyes, you dumbass. I love you. I want your dick, okay? I trust you to know when I'm joking around and when I'm being serious. You never, ever, ever given me any reason to make me feel like that. Trust is misplaced. You're always respectful of my boundaries. If I'm being serious, you'll know it. So stop worrying and just fuck me, you idiot. Oh shit, how do you always manage to put me underneath you so quickly? I mean, keep doing it because that shit gets me wet as fuck, I'm not gonna lie. Just stick your fingers down there if you don't believe me, handsome. Fuck, your fingers feel so good. I'm so fucking wet for you. Cop, you turn me on so much. You like it when I go through your chest hairs with my fingers? I want to make you feel so good, baby. You deserve it, sweetheart. You fucking deserve it. Oh shit. Please, baby. Please fuck me. I want it. I want it so fucking bad. Fuck me, baby. That's it, baby. Fuck me with that brown cock. Is it okay if I say that? You like it? Good, because I want you to fuck me with that amazing brown cock of yours until you put me inside my tight foot pussy. Oh my god, not the neck kisses. Please fucking help. You really know what you're doing, don't you? You know, my every fucking weakness. I love it. I love you. Grab my fucking hands, babe. Hold me still so you can fuck me even harder. You're fucking me. You kiss me like that. You're fucking me so big. You're so nervous. I'm so fucking. You're so. What do you mean? You fuck me like this. You shouldn't be surprised that I'm already close, okay? You keep kissing my fucking neck and pounding into me. It's a lot, okay? I can't fucking help it. I want to feel comfy so badly. You already. Yeah, I can't help it that it's hurt me on so much. Please. Can I come? No. I want your permission. I'm a good girl. I need your permission, pretty please. I'll ride you till you come. I'll do all the fucking work. You can just lay back and enjoy the show. All you have to do is let me come, please, baby. Let me come on your perfect brown cock. Please, please, please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just give me a second there. I'm a little lightheaded. The consequences of orgasms before breakfast, I guess. Just lie down for me, baby. Tuck. You're looking like an absolute fucking snack. I love the way the morning sun looks on your skin. Pretty boy. Oh, come on. I know you really like it when I call you pretty boy. And it's true because you are, in fact, a pretty boy. A pretty man. Fine. Big, strongly man. Grr. Still pretty, though. And with your pretty hair, your pretty smile, and your pretty cock. Your pretty cock that's all covered by my girl cum right now. I made a promise to that pretty cock of yours. And I'm intent on keeping it. So I'm gonna. Stop. I'm gonna ride the fuck out of you till you spread a nice big little to my fucking pussy. Wait, hold on. Let me take off my bonnet real quick. You know how you like watching my hair as I bounce on your cock like a beady little slut. I'm gonna take this stupid shirt off as well. We wouldn't want it. You to be missing out on watching my tits bounce as I ride you now. Would we? I know, I'm the best girlfriend ever. You're welcome. Fuck. Do I look pretty for you, baby? Right answer. Love feeling your hands on my tits. I don't know why, I just do. Feels so good. Especially when you pinch my nipples. Okay, you know me way too well. Does my bouncy fucking tits feel nice in your hands? They're all fucking yours, baby. Yours to grab. Yours to play with. Yours to squeeze. Fuck. You're so fucking perfect. You know my body so well. What it wants. What it needs. And I think we both know that what my body needs is a nice, big, sticky cream pie. Nice and deep to my little pussy. I want you to feel you fucking throb as you fill me up, baby. Fuck. I want your perfect fucking come inside of me. Creepy me with your brown cock. Creepy me with your amazing fucking brown cock. Do it, please. Come inside me. Fucking come inside me. Cock. I'm close again. I'm a fucking slut for you, baby. What did you expect? I'm a fucking cum slut for your brown cock. Give me all your cum. Cum. Me fuck. Holy fucking shit. I'll never get enough of you, I swear. It's just fireworks every fucking time. God, I'm fucking starving. I can't help that orgasms make me hungry. Leave me alone. And we haven't even had breakfast yet, remember? So, thank you, baby. I love how you already knew what I wanted to have for breakfast before I asked. We are way too obsessed with each other, I swear to God. Honestly, black and brown fusion is actually dangerous. Like, the food is generally too good. We gotta stop giving away secret family recipes to each other, or the neighbors might try to somehow marry the both of us. Dude, I've heard it smells so good whenever I'm walking by your place more often than I've heard good morning at this point. Although that might also be because we keep spending all of our mornings like this. And by the way, you good? I'm glad that I made you feel appreciated and loved. You deserve to feel like that, okay? You're a good person and a really good boyfriend. Don't you fucking forget that, mister. Thanks. I'll definitely hold you to that one whenever I'm feeling a bit down. Speaking of holding you to stuff, I remember that there was a breakfast of some kind that was promised. Ugh, fine. I'll help you with peeling the potatoes, but only because you made me come twice on your amazing cock, mister. Love you too, babe.